Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Back in the day, Kennedy, back in the day, new music would come out every Friday and you'd go to the record store and you'd walk up to the listening station and you'd throw the CD in there and you'd put on the headphones and they'd have all the different CDs and you'd have to flip, remember you'd flip the little knob?
You put the needle on the record.
Well, that was way back in the day, but I'm not even going back that far. I'm going back, you know, not quite as far. To like right before Annie probably remembers.
Newbery Comics.
Right, yeah.
I had a Walkman when I was growing up. That's probably the last time I had like
The Discman.
Right.
So it played CDs. So on Fridays, we like to get real judgy with new music in the Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
So you've probably heard us play this song recently. So this is interesting because it's Whitney Houston.
Right.
It's an old Steve Winwood song, Higher Love. But it was produced by a DJ by the name of Kygo.
He put a little in there.
Right. So and Kygo has done this with a lot of hits. This is one of the most popular DJs in the world. You know, if there's a big festival happening, Kygo is probably there as a headliner.
Okay.
Right? And so he had talked about never having worked with Avicii. So I guess somebody reached out to him and had this Avicii song and they put this together.
It was an unreleased song that he decided to help finish.
Right. It's a tribute, if you will, and it's called Forever Yours. That's good. Oh, that's smooth. Tell me I'm forever yours. Yeah, Kygo said it was one of my biggest dreams to get in the studio with Tim Avicii. Unfortunately, we never, you know, got to do that. So when Sanjo sent me that song, I felt like that was the closest I could get to collaborate with Tim.
It sounds a lot like Avicii's Hey Brother.
Yeah.
Like that good, you know, the good vocals in it, but that good beat behind it.
I like that. I like that a lot. I don't have another song from this singer because she's more in the country realm, Kelsea Ballerini.
Uh-huh. We play Homecoming on the station. I don't know if we necessarily have played it in the morning, but...
Right. So Queen. She has a song that I guess is maybe crossing over now to more pop. It's called L.A. Man, you write a song about a city or a state and I'm all in. I love those types of songs.
And I love how she says that Tennessee will be mad at me.
Right.
You know, because leaving country music sometimes will get you shunned from country music.
So that's Kelsea Ballerini, L.A. New album is called Kelsea, and that is due March 20th. Haley Williams. So, Kennedy, I know you remember the song, this one. Remember Airplanes?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
with B.O.B.
Any Paramore song.
A Misery Business.
We'll be singing Top of My Lungs in the car.
Right. But she has done songs kind of off from Paramore.
Yeah.
This was a big hit with her B.O.B. So this is her new song. It is called Simmer. Album supposed to come out May 8th, called Petals for Armor, like petals on a flower.
It's bad.
That's not great.
Yeah,
I just want her to sing. She has the most beautiful voice. The Only Exception. That is such a beautiful song.
Oh my
song.
God, right.
It just I need
this
that.
Seems a little soft. Maybe that's what she's trying to do, go for here.
That's fine. Do your thing, just, but.
She sounds like Taylor Swift.
All the pop music that has been released lately sounds the same to me. All of it.
All right. So, Kennedy, I know you brought this, obviously, Pearl Jam, you know, one of the most successful rock bands of all time, I
took
guess.
Took on Ticketmaster.
Right.
That's why I love them.
I do like them for that.
If you're a guy that grew up in the 90s, like, Pearl Jam was your band.
I had the cassette tape in college.
I got into a fight with my boy Petey a couple years ago, and it changed our relationship forever.
That's really unfortunate.
Yeah,
over Pearl Jam.
Yeah, right. Like Metallica and Pearl Jam are just two bands that I despise. Mm-hmm. And he was offended, man. He was very upset. And it was funny because I got tickets to that show at Fenway, and I got like floor seats. They were really good. Somebody at the last minute just gave them to me. I was like, I guess I'll go.
You were a waste of Pearl Jam floor seats,
right?
Right. And so I went, and about halfway through, I was like, I'm out. So I sent a text to Petey because I knew he had crappy tickets. I was like, hey, you want my tickets? So I got back on his good side a little bit, but he was still mad at me that I left in the middle of the show and had the great seats. So this song is brand new from Pearl Jam. They're going on tour. This is called Dance of the Clairvoyants. Save your predictions. Burn your assumptions. Love is friction. Right for comfort. Endless equations. Intelligent. There's a new album coming March 27th called Gigatron. Do you know who this sounds like to me?
Anyone but Pearl Jam?
Talking Heads. Is that David Byrne?
Well, there was a lot of, in the stuff I was reading about this, they said it was definitely a nod to Talking Heads and definitely a David Byrne thing in his voice.
Yeah, the beginning of that song.
You know who it doesn't sound like?
Pearl Jam. Now all the Pearl Jam fans know how I feel about all their other songs.
Right.
All right, I have one more, Kennedy, and this could be my favorite one of the year thus far. And I tried to do a little research to figure out who this singer is, but she is so new, there's like really not a lot out about her.
And there won't be.
Her name is Layla Blue. She's from New York City. She goes to NYU. She was a part of that Clive Davis music thing that they do at NYU. And this song is called Peppa Pig. If I could be anyone, I'd probably be myself. Cause I know that I look good, and yet I heard the sexy sells. I'm like H-I-J-K, I'm an OP, I don't take no L's. You
hey!
Know
I'm a
MacBook Pro, Kent's favorite line. When I leave the house,
say I look at me, see I'm staring. Billie Eilish called.
She's way worse than Billie Eilish.
This doesn't sound like Billie Eilish at all, really.
Oh, I feel like it does. Yeah, I feel like Peppa Pig. I'm a kid's choice, like I'm a Nick. Ain't like Charlotte, that's my boo. Just that sort of talking instead of singing thing. That's sort of what I meant.
H-I-J-K-M-N-O-P.
I don't take the L's. That was a pretty good line.
That's a good bar gone.
That is a...
Well, Dan's like writing that down for next week's...
Guess what you're going to hear on the rap next week.
One line sticks.
That's not the worst thing we played in this break.
It's true.
I'm going to disagree with you wholeheartedly.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Garbage.
Really? Did you hear this?
Save your predictions! Find your assumptions. I'd rather listen.
He's taking the L.
I'd rather listen to that Peppa Pig song than Hayley Williams song. Get him.
Don't take no L's.
Carson's so hyped.
What does that mean if you feel like Peppa Pig?
I don't know. I'm old.
He's tall, right?
It's like 7'1".
Peppa Pig.
Who is?
The kid's character?
Peppa Pig.
This is like what people found out over the last couple
months.
He's
like 7 feet tall.
7'1". He's supposed to be like a gay icon. Yeah.
The show's about a gigantic pig?
Yes.
That's a baby. The baby pig, right?
I've seen pictures.
So what are the parents? 12 feet tall?
Supposedly he's a baby pig.
You just blew my mind.
I know. Go do a little deep dive.
Go deep dive on how tall Peppa Pig is.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.